Welcome to Season 1, Episode 9 of The Scare Guy, our special Halloween episode. Tonight we talk about the season premiere of The Walking Dead. It was a pretty explosive episode. We talk all about the new movie, Happy Death Day, the scariest haunted attractions in America, and of course, John Carpenter's original Halloween, the best horror film ever made, coming at you in theaters this week. Tonight.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There it is.
Appropriate. Woo! Can we take a look at the couch over here?
Yes.
Very special guest tonight, sitting on the couch with us tonight for The Scare Guy. This is our special Halloween edition of The Scare Guy. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. We only have a 1 week until Halloween. It's a busy time of year. We are all super excited. So this is thescareguy.com. This is the Scare Guy show. Hopefully you are subscribed and you're getting all your good scary news from us. My name is Jim. I'm the managing editor of The Scare Guy here. You can find me at Con Guy Jim because we are the scarier side of theconguy.com. And we have, it's Jim and just the most lovely ladies of horror tonight, or should we call them the Scream Queen? Should we call them
right, it's the most girls we've had
this
ever
is
on
awesome.
The show.
I'm
Yay!
So excited. All right.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And I want to give a quick little shout out to Espionage Cosmetics. I'm wearing these nail wraps, so and it's cool. Called Dead Inside, and it's a chain link fence with zombies. So you're going to want to look at my social media so you can see these up close because they're so cool.
Nice.
And hi, everyone. I'm Angela Relucio. You can find me and all the social media goodness out there at Angela Relucio, and you'll see it on your screen.
I'm Megan Salinas. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Menguin. That's T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N.
And tonight, we have Michael Myers on the couch. Oh, man. I so stinking love this movie, and it's going to be back in theaters this week all around the world, actually.
Nice.
Special 39th. Anniversary edition of Yay! Halloween.
Wow.
What's everybody doing for Halloween?
Probably sleeping because I'm exhausted by the time Halloween rolls around because we're doing so much, right?
Horror movie see. News.
Oh, that's
we
right.
have a horror movie news episode
oh, that's
on
perfect.
Halloween.
That's
right?
what I'll be doing, then I'll be watching
I'll
that.
Be dressed up of some sort. Mm-hmm. I don't know what yet.
Oh, you're doing one on actually Halloween the day?
We do, yeah, because our show's on Tuesday and Halloween's on Tuesday.
Nice.
So it was like, what? Serendipitous.
Doing most of my Halloween stuff on the weekend because it is on a weekday this year. But I might be going to Horror Nights that night.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
That would be great. Halloween Horror Nights Universal.
Yes, indeed.
I'll be doing that Wednesday night. I'm a little bit behind, but I have a bunch of great things lined up, so I can't wait.
Because you've got one of the busiest calendars. You keep a Halloween calendar here for
yes,
the LA area, don't you?
It's color-coded and everything. You've seen it. It's a lot lined up day by day by day. We mix in the scary, we mix in the cute, we mix in the fun, some family stuff, and that way you get a little variety. You know?
It's exhausting, though, it is. Right?
It is, I know.
I know that I'm going to be spending the weekend down at it's not that scary, but Stanley's LA Comic Con.
I'll be there. I'll see you there.
Great.
I always run into you guys.
I know. That's how we got to know each other. Is at the cons.
Yes.
And there's a chance that I'm going to be seeing Halloween in theaters over in North Hollywood next week.
Fun.
So I hope that happens.
Be so fun.
And I might be having a Halloween party. Guys, you're all invited.
Ooh.
I'm trying to decide which night is
everyone watching you mean?
Oh,
everyone.
Please.
Which one's the least offensive to everybody else? They got all these plans and everything. But something that I did this morning that which is pretty cool, myself and Cheeseman on the couch, Michael Myers on the couch. Let's reveal. All right,
Cheeseman, you're looking a little pale. Oh, okay, there you go.
All right, we took a trip down to.
Look who it is!
We took a.
That was me all along.
Oh, big!
Oh, look at this!
Wait, look at this!
I gotta.
Wait, don't say what it is yet. See if you guys can guess what the shirt is.
He told us out there.
Yeah, we already.
Wait, Megan.
I'm guessing Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Mixed with, I don't know, E.T.? Yeah.
What a beautiful fusion.
Yep. It is very pretty.
So appropriate because...
Both perfect for Halloween.
Stranger Things starts this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2 of Stranger Things, which is going to be very exciting. But this... Mm-hmm. We have a couple of... about 5 pictures, I think, that we sent in... that we'll share with you guys. Right there, what you are seeing, that is inside the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Yay! Oh, it makes me so happy.
It's been taken over by the Jack
That's
Skellington.
That's a good picture, Jim. You did a good job.
I did a really good job.
Especially
in
the low lighting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you just go to Disney or did you pop over to California too?
Both of them. On your suggestion, we ran over to California Adventure as well. And here, this is also inside the haunted
this
mansion.
This is literally my favorite thing that they do.
I love
year.
This.
Can I throw some shade, though?
Oh,
I was
no.
semi-disappointed, though, because I'd always gone to Disneyland at Christmas time and never during Halloween time. So I was actually thinking that there was
that
a different thing.
Different.
And I was like, oh, it's the same thing at Christmas. I see that all the time. So I was
That's
a little disappointed.
That's not the attraction's fault.
And this right, this
no,
is, I think this is California Adventure.
Yes, this is California Adventure.
That's Cheeseman out there with the Headless
By
Horseman.
By the way, nice shirt.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yay, throwback.
Yep.
All right.
And, that's over California too.
Yeah, that's down with the Cars Land.
Well, they have better decorations over at California though. Yeah, California
he was Adventure. Actually standing sideways like that too.
Yeah. No, I love Cars Land, and then outside the Haunted Mansion, I think that's all we have.
I mean, Disney still has good decorations, but I think California has better Halloween ones.
Now, quick question: have you guys ever done Mickey's Halloween Party before? Again, that is a little bit more family oriented.
I'm not against families.
They do. They don't do it for like regular nights when they're not doing the Halloween party, but they do a special thing with the fireworks show where they have the villains basically themed for the fireworks show hosted by Jack Skellington.
Oh, that's great!
I haven't been to the Halloween party in a couple years, so I'm pretty sure they still do it, but like. Again, it's my favorite thing.
Don't they have a big Halloween parade and everything led by Jack Skellington and the Headless Horseman?
I think that's in Florida. I think that's in Disney World.
Maybe that's in Florida, okay.
But yeah, they definitely have the Headless Horseman in Florida, and I'm super jealous of anybody who gets to go down there and see it.
Mm-hmm. I wish Mickey would just scare the kids. We were talking about that earlier. Imagine what you could do if Mickey and Donald could go, "Hop, peekaboo!" Or... like jumped out at the people,
good.
You know. Although it terrify kids, and they'd never like the characters again. But
that was
I don't know.
Like they would love them more.
Mickey deserves to have a good time too, doesn't he?
Yeah. It would only be impressive if he took out like a saw and started sawing off one of his ears.
Yeah.
That would be really creepy.
So
he was actually there when you went in the park too, like dressed up in some kind of get up.
Kind of like a dapper little Halloween outfit.
Yeah, you don't get to see it's like, oh, done. Mickey's right here. I can leave now. You know? It's very rare.
So Megan, you were not were you on Scare Guy before? Yes, you were.
I have been once,
you
yes. Have,
you were on Scare Guy before. So you have given us your story of when the horror thing started for you.
Indeed. All right.
So everybody on here has been through the ringer with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so anything happening with Scream? Is that
Silver Screams? Oh, we actually do have a horror Q&A coming up about something we're going to be talking about on this show, Happy Death Day.
All right,
woo!
Fantastic.
That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Anybody else got anything exciting they want to share before we jump into the conventions here? Carrie?
Not Halloween.
You've always got something going on.
Halloween related? it's weird because I'm getting ready for a dance show that's Christmas themed and we're practicing now.
Yes,
so it's a
I've
little
seen your
strange.
Instagram photos. I'm really excited.
But
it's
kind of fun to share the horror stuff we did from our last show. So I'm like, well, we did some stuff in the last one because the last one's theme was cinema. So we had a horror
it was
genre.
Specifically the horror genre.
This lovely lady came too.
I very much enjoyed the show. It was a hoot.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump in real quick, and we're going to go through some of these. We have a lot of conventions coming up, and we tried to fill up your calendar with all the cool stuff happening right before Halloween, but we actually have a couple of them after Halloween. And Spooky Empire, October 27th through the 29th in Orlando, Florida. They still bill themselves as the largest horror convention in the United States. HalloCon in Chattanooga, Tennessee, October 27th through the 29th. Walker Stalker Con down in Atlanta, Georgia, October 27th through 29th. You've got a house down there, right?
Yes, I do, as any true Walking Dead fan would.
Didn't you just tell us that you got a house down there and you guys are theming it after Walking
specifically,
Dead?
Specifically, it's right outside of Atlanta in a little town called Sinoy, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Walking Dead set of Alexandria and Woodbury take place, and we're a few blocks away, and there's always a lot of fans, and everything is Walking Dead themed. It's wonderful. You guys can come. We'll have Christmas there. It'll be great.
That's awesome.
Sign me up. Oh my gosh.
Famous Monsters of Filmland Bash is happening October 27th through 29th in San Jose. Creepy Geek Con is something new. That's November 4th. It's after Halloween, and that's down near Helen, Georgia. Creepy Geek Con.
With
we will
K.
have links. I have a little. I don't like people who spell things with K's just because they think like it Krispy looks
Kreme.
Cool.
Like Krispy
Kreme. Yeah, but
how do you feel about Krispy Kreme?
That's my name. My name starts with a K. So.
Well, no. But it's meant to start with a K. And then Hauntland, January 12th through 15th in New Orleans. This is one of this is a very large industry focused convention, so that's kind of cool as well. We're going to keep you guys abreast of that. Although we have had a whole lot of Scare Guy shows leading up to Halloween, we're going to actually continue after Halloween, so we're really excited about that. Probably not as many, because, you know, we're going to take a little breather there. But hopefully you guys are subscribing to the channel, because we will still be bringing you guys the best in scary and spooky experiences, films, TV.
Much more Walking Dead.
And much more Walking Dead, which we are about to jump into here in a second. Whew, I'm going to take a breather. So
I was just thinking about, like, wait, you were at Disneyland all day? Aren't you guys exhausted?
I am so exhausted.
I came back and I couldn't move, so I just, I just laid there for, like, an hour after the heat and all
have
that.
You guys been staying hydrated?
Eventually I could move again.
Yeah. Plus, we saw your photos. You were posing so hardcore, you know, just... It takes a lot out of you.
It does.
It was great. It was great. So, let's talk Walking Dead. Now, I know that everybody in the room is a Walking Dead fan. I know not everybody's completely caught up on what happened yesterday, but do we have your permission to discuss?
Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to give everybody out there fair warning. We will be discussing a little bit of yesterday's season premiere for The Walking Dead.
Let's give them 3 seconds. Change now if you don't want to hear anything about it.
Spoiler alert!
There we go.
Spoiler alert!
And okay, we're only going to talk about it for about maybe 8 minutes. So you guys have about 8 minutes. We may not even talk about
Megan,
that long.
Megan, you and I will just lean back. All
right. Just hit me and watch her faces.
On Twitter Insta. And just see what's going on.
What are the last things that you guys remember from when you were watching?
I'm like, what just got added to Netflix I still have to catch up on. So I'm like two seasons behind.
Go ahead.
No, but it's just one of those, I don't remember, it's been a while. So I'm like, I'm gonna get there.
The last episode I watched was when Negan rolled into town, took all of their mattresses, and then didn't even need them, and so we burned them, and Michonne was like, you just made the list, buddy. That is not cool. Opposite of that. And that was the last thing I saw before life got real busy.
Mm-hmm. Angela, so why don't you kind of walk us through what happened yesterday? This season... opener felt so different than last season's opener.
Last season was the shocker where I think Walking Dead fans were divided into, I'm going to continue watching this show, and then half of everyone fell off and said, no, this is just, they went too far with Glenn and Abraham and you know, when I was rewatching some of last
You're talking about
season,
the episode where they brutally beat them to death with the bat.
Yes, and it's hard to watch, and it's still hard to watch when I watch it over.
It was gruesome.
It's hard. They show it. They show, and I still have trouble watching it, basically. But that's where some Walking Dead fans just said, I can't. It's too much.
They lost a lot of fans that season because of that.
My dad has never watched, but he watched the beginning of that. And then
that was
that would be a bad
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's what happens in every episode.
And my nephew and my cousin, they were all watching it. My cousin had seen it, but my nephew and my dad hadn't seen it. And it's like, oh... This season premieres on.
That was their entry point.
Yeah, they're like, no.
But you know what? Also, if you've read the graphic novel is even more violent than the show and more and darker subject matters. So I've always felt like the show doesn't go there anyway.
But here's the deal. What happened to Glenn and that and Abraham, I think that most fans were shocked. Not because...
What's the main character?
Well, not because it happened, but with the brutality in which they displayed it. Because remember what happened to the governor in the graphic novel was absolutely almost unshowable on film. I mean, on TV.
What happened?
No, what Michonne did to him.
Yeah.
How she nailed pieces of him to a board.
It was marvelous after reading what other parts happened.
No, he deserved every stinking bit that he got, but they kind of toned that down a little bit to make it something we could watch on TV.
Sure.
We thought that perhaps, the brutality might have been toned down just a little bit for the opener, but it was the most brutal thing I'd ever seen. And the reason it stuck with me is like a week or two later, and I don't know if I DVR'd it, American Horror Story, Roanoke, had the same scene. Somebody's head being smushed into a little pile of mess right there.
Gross.
Yeah.
So anyways.
But one last thing about the beginning before we go on to this. Like, I felt like I witnessed something traumatic. I'm like, wow, I feel like weird for a few days after.
Oh,
it.
I
like,
do
it's like, because it's like true. You get so attached to these characters, and when they did something like that, it's like, I just feel like I watched a family member die or something. I feel weird. And then eventually it went away.
It is interesting to note that I think it was their highest rated episode ever, though.
Well, we needed to know what would happen.
Yes.
Who it would be.
After
people
that
were,
cliffhanger,
were
yeah.
So what happened yesterday?
But, yes.
So yesterday was all-out war. Yeah. That's what it was, because our big bad Negan, we want to see what happens to him. And, you know, will Rick get him? Because Rick keeps promising, I'm going to get him.
I'm going to kill this guy,
right? Yep. And we'll see. We see whether. But everyone rallied up, and it was a very elaborate plan.
Yeah, it wasn't an elaborate plan,
wasn't it? It was just like, I mean, I don't know how many times they showed that the watch. I'm sure someone's counted out there how many times they showed the watch and the planning and everything. And we finally get to Negan and his crew, and we'll see what happens. All we know is that he's left with Father Gabriel in the trailer,
and we don't need to spoil everything.
We don't need to, yeah.
But basically, at the end of last season, it still looked like Rick was about to die, his son was about to die, and then all three camps
all came together.
Hilltop, the Saviors,
and Kingdom.
In the Kingdom, mm-hmm. Is that the three? Yeah, they all came together, joined together to fight against Negan, and it started last night. It started last season, and then last night they took it.
They actually went to Negan's doorstep.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it. It was a good episode, but I wouldn't say it's like a standout one. I don't know if it's because some of the all the tragic things that we've happened. I'm almost going in like something's gonna happen or something.
You're
kind
waiting
of,
for something.
Yeah, they killed a lot of those, like, you know, the watching points and all that and stuff. But it would have been cool if they would at least killed one of those.
Oh, the lookouts,
the villain guys that go around that are kind of like, what else do you got? You know, like at least get rid of one of those guys. Like, yes,
one of his lieutenants
finally
that
get
were
to
standing on the
have like see what. Them at least get one of them would have been cool. And then I know how you can kill Negan. You basically put Rick there, like, let's have like a 5-minute conversation with you just standing out in the open, and then
okay.
someone
well,
just snipes
and
kills
I'm
you.
I'm gonna tell you that
kill.
Almost ruined the episode for me. And I we
even
were
they
watching
were talking
it.
About a Talking Dead, they're like, just shoot him already.
We were having a viewing party and I stopped it. I said, stop. No, that just pissed me off so bad.
It did, but there's a reason for it when I was thinking about it. Because Rick, if he were to just kill Negan, which is what I would do, like, bam, bam, you're done.
Ratings.
But no, had he just killed Negan, he would have gone into that place, basically taking over what Negan had, you know, keeping the fear going with the Negan's followers, and then he sort of would have been the new Negan. Instead, he gave the lieutenants an opportunity and said, "Anybody who's inside who wants to join us, we don't want to kill you. We're giving you the chance to survive." So I think he was trying to avoid being the new dictator, being the new Negan.
Unnecessary bloodshed.
Yes, maybe. Yes. I think that's why he gave him an opportunity. Well, I justified it that way.
And to be fair, again, having not seen it,
tell us your thoughts.
I'm going to tell you what I think about this show. I haven't watched it a season
that's
and
what
half.
People do about trailers. They just watch a trailer and they're like, let me tell you about this movie.
Let
like,
me tell you about this
you
movie. Why it's stupid.
It.
I mean, to be fair, yeah. I mean, you do take out a dictator like that, there's going to be a power vacuum.
Yep.
Yeah, if Rick doesn't step in to take his place, somebody else will.
I know, but I'm sorry.
Jim loved all the monologues.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Every
how many
like,
Braveheart speeches can we have?
And Rick's
okay,
thing.
Here's how they start
so
the episode.
There really is a scene where they're talking that could have been shot. No, I.
So it's just
no,
a monologue?
That was half the episode.
No, here's what. They were all at Negan's front door.
Yeah.
Guns pointed at him. He walks out and just smiles. And is like, they have guns pointed at him. About 20.
But it's a beautiful friendship.
Oh, it's a beautiful friendship. Anyways, he had like 20 guns pointed at him. They were like 20 feet away. They could have taken him down and all of his lieutenants. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they didn't want more bloodshed. The lieutenants
plus
served Negan because they're afraid
up to
of him.
Series regular.
But Negan should have been taken out. And I lost it. Lost believability at that moment. This episode did.
I'm probably going to agree with you when I get there because that's some, one of the most annoying things in any horror or
shoot
him in the knee so they can't run after you.
Yep. And they let him walk around and prance around, and you know how Negan gives his long speeches?
I have to give my long-winded speech as I walk and sort of strut and just generally speaking,
I didn't
very
realize
charming.
Until the after show, Negan always walks with his
leads with his pelvis.
Yeah. He leads with his pelvis.
That's a character choice.
His most proud asset, he leads with it.
Damn hips,
and then he does the knee dip, though.
Yeah. I never knew that was a thing.
Very graceful, man.
Little
I never knew that was a thing.
No wonder
but Gabriel
so
stepped up, though. I'm finally liking him again. Now you're going to kill him.
Well, we,
maybe,
because
maybe
of that,
we'll see.
We just
they captured
Hilltops
him.
Gregory.
We don't know anything
to
else.
To be fair, how is he still alive?
Oh, I know.
I totally thought he'd be dead by now.
Dude,
every
Gene's still alive. Everybody
should
deserves
be
to
dead
be
dead by now. I'm going to go in the middle of the woods to go to the bathroom instead of staying right next to camp where everyone is and be safe about it. No. That's from the like season one that drove me nuts of like, really? We all know there's dangerous things out there. I'm going to go in the middle of the woods, guys. Actually, I'm not going to tell anybody I'm leaving. I'm not going to take any weapons with me or any sort of lights.
What was the reason he was sneaking off in the middle of the woods?
Father Gabriel?
He wasn't. He was in a car and then he saw Gregory from Hilltop. Are you talking about from last night's
episode? I'm a little bit confused about what was going on there.
So the group all separated, and he got Father Gabriel got in a car. Then he sees Gregory from Hilltop because he was pushed down the stairs, and he's like, "Well, damn it, I'm gonna have to go and help him now." And then that bastard got in the car. You know what I mean? Like what were you thinking?
I do remember that.
Leader of Hilltop is a coward.
It was
what
annoying.
Do you think he's gonna do?
It was annoying. Speaking about the leader of Hilltop, what's the guy's name?
Gregory.
The character. Is it Gregory?
Gregory, right?
Like the older gentleman.
Yeah.
What?
He's great.
Older
he's
gentleman.
Fantastic, but his character, you know, he's a coward. That's what he
oh,
is
he was such
show.
A coward. And last night, he's probably. I hate ruining it for
he's
you.
He's more hated
go
than Eugene
it,
right
he's
now.
He's more hated than anything because. Gabriel
but
was
we
sitting,
love Eugene,
Gabriel
still.
Was escaping. He was escaping from this misguided attempt to take down Negan, and he saw what's his name again? What's the
Gregory?
Gregory was lost, and he was there with the zombies, right. And is about to be killed. So Gregory? Gabriel stops, gets out of his car to go save him, and Gregory runs and steals his car and runs off and leaves Gabriel there
with an unbelievable amount of walkers.
So what's he do? He goes and hides in a trailer. Guess who's in the trailer? Negan.
But let's talk about this. Guess who's taking over now? Maggie, what do you think about that? Maggie now stepping
because
up. To
Maggie's stepping up.
You,
she's become the leader
if
now.
I like this when you get to it, but well, that ties into the whole time cuts. In time is a very important theme, I think, in last night's episode. We see the future, a future version of Rick. So whether is it we don't know if it's a dream or if it's another timeline that we're following, right? Mm-hmm. So we see an older version of Rick, maybe a few years
They split
the
timeline
future.
Last night.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. That's what Lost did.
You hated
but, no,
something
but
about
back,
it.
Then they cut back to present-day Rick with red, you know, red teary eyes. So I think he's envisioning a future, a tomorrow.
Yeah, he's
that's
trying
why,
to. I think so,
with
too.
With a very bad haircut.
Did you
and
see?
Beard,
and
the
beard.
Vikings,
they gave
the
Rick
beard.
He
the
aged
worst mullet ever.
Terribly. He was worse than any president ever.
It's
like he aged 20 years where it's like... And you saw Judith because it was only like 8 years later because they're like 10 years old.
Yeah,
Judith or something. So it couldn't
years.
Have been that long. But then he turned into Santa Claus like Tim Allen like overnight.
Well, it's a stressful decade.
I actually haven't been reading the comic books, but I did hear that there is a 5-year jump in time in the comic books as well.
Oh, wow.
They're following.
Probably
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you telling us he lives another 5 seasons?
Well, I don't know if you know, but the Rick or Andrew Lincoln himself has said, and the showrunners have said that, or is it just Robert Kirkman? That said, Rick is not going to live. And we don't know when, but he's not.
Well,
that's
he can't.
Upset.
Wait.
What? Oh, my.
No. He can't live forever. He can't live forever. He eventually will die.
He eventually will die.
Is he
going to
become a headless Herschel?
I kind of figure that's the end of the series. Because the entire point of the comics was let's stay with this one person for as long as we can
it's
in
about
the zombie
him.
Apocalypse.
But did you catch what Michonne said to Carl last night when Rick left the compound and he left Michonne and Carl and Charlie? And she says, It's your show now. It's your show now. Obviously, you're taking over and, you know, all that kind of thing. But that could also mean, hey, you know, we could be following.
Sorry,
Carl.
Dad. It's my show now.
Sorry, Dad. I've been getting acting lessons and I'm much better now. Oh. So
I'm super excited.
He's great now.
I am super excited about seeing where they go. Yeah. I was not overly excited about this episode because of that one thing, which kind of ruined it for me. But then
a lot of people stepped up. Morgan, he's back.
Oh, Morgan.
In a good way.
Yeah.
I love that Morgan's just kick ass all the time now.
Yeah.
Carol was back in a big way.
Carol! I'm still alive! I'm just happy to hear scare all these people.
She died in the mattress fire. I'm sorry.
No!
She was lying on a Tempur-Pedic, and it was all over for her.
Everybody's so bipolar in the zombie world. One minute they're like, "I'm not doing anymore." Hey, I'm back. No, I'm in it again.
I made you cookies. Like, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Good for Carol. We find out just look at the flowers.
She was looking at a flower again.
Final thoughts. Final thoughts on last night's episode.
Oh, yes. The throwbacks to the pilot.
The throwbacks to the pilot. No,
yes,
mention
the pilot
those
episode. A lot of Carl going through with a gas container through, and then also peeping into a car. I noticed that was really similar to a picture shot with Rick in the first episode of season one, and then also looking underneath the car, placing the hat down on the ground.
It was deliberate. Carl,
the little girl.
Carl was carrying out Rick's actions from the pilot. It was
I'm sure that's on YouTube somewhere.
How well do you know that that's the scene?
Well, they were talking about it beforehand that they were going to do that, and they talked about it in the show afterwards.
I don't know. If I just started watching it, I'd be like,
no, the first one, I only recognized two. I did recognize two from the pilot. And then I said, I wonder if they did this on purpose. So then I looked, of course, and then they showed the other two shots. And I was like,
Well, on the after show afterwards in Talking Dead, they talked about how it was an homage to the pilot. Because this was the 100th episode as well. So it was a big one.
I'm thinking that, like, from what I just heard of that, and also I have heard about the whole shot by shot comparison and everything.
Uh-huh.
So it would go to reinforce the point of it's Carl's show now. It started with Rick.
It's his pilot, guys.
And Carl's gonna take on the mantle.
This is not a spoiler. This is a prediction.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is it.
Yeah. All right.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. All right.
And that's not secretly me talking. That's Anthony.
Oh, yeah, Anthony.
And my voice didn't suddenly change.
And Anthony, we're going to mix up our runchy just a little bit because we're going to save the Michael Myers stuff until the end. So if you don't mind, we're going to talk about a film that just came out last weekend. I think most of us, has everyone in the room seen it? Happy Death Day. Happy Death Day. It's another Jason Blumhouse production, and it's already made like 40, 45 something million dollars on a budget of like five. I think they stopped something like that. And you guys have talked about this. You talked about
We talked about it a little bit on Horror Movie News.
So, did you guys like it on Horror Movie News?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, same here.
I thought it was very fun.
Same here.
So without giving away too many of the spoilers for this one.
Oh, yeah, no, we tried really hard to not... Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for people because it's been out, but...
Yeah, can you go ahead and give us like an idea of what the show is?
Something I appreciated because everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's like Groundhog's Day. In the movie, they're like, so this is like Groundhog's Day. It's like, yes! So it's very self-aware. Yeah. It's very good.
It knows you've seen movies like this before.
I loved all the... I did like the different kind of deaths that happened. There's an awesome edit on one part where she gets hit in the head and falls into the pillow.
Fantastic.
That was
beautiful.
That was good.
Loved it.
That was
loved
great.
It. Then some Anthony on the show was saying he wanted a little more deaths. But I thought the pacing of them were good because it was like... slow at the beginning, then they speed up a bunch, like montage, and then they slow it down and space it out again. Because I think it's one of those, like, they could have done more, but then maybe we'd be like, all right, is the movie
they did it well because they didn't show every single thing that happened on her walk home.
Yeah, they skip ahead.
I wanted
to see more of her dying.
That's what I was saying.
I agree.
Because they would like cut away and everything.
I'm sure there's going to be like a director's cut version where
that would be great.
There's just more.
But how many more? Are you wanting like five?
No, it's not that I don't want more. I just want to see her actually die. Like, because you know how they do this.
But how many?
You mean the camera would be on her?
Like, I want to see that bong go into her face. Like, it's a cheap way to show a death, but like.
I loved it because then it's hurrying up the pace and it does it, and then that's when she's dead, so we don't.
We see her reaction
to
it.
He wanted to watch her burn.
It's fine.
I wanted to see something beautiful destroyed.
I'm a little worried about our engineer.
I know.
It's the voice of the devil.
Without giving anything away, I love how they set up stakes within a time loop scenario because in other movies you're like, oh, whatever if she keeps dying because
I do like that.
You know, she'll just start back over until she eventually figures it out.
Because of the scar tissue.
Again, no spoilers.
I won't say anything more than that.
They got that butterfly effect, I think.
They create a scenario where
it's not unlimited
and there is a time limit factor.
Where she needs to find her
exactly.
Pillars,
so that's, yeah. You don't get unlimited lives like in a cheat code in a video game. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
When I used to use Game Genie for everything. Remember?
What was that, Anthony?
I was about to say she does hints in the movie that she might be like a cat and has 9 lives. I didn't count how many times she dies, but that's what if true. It's close to 9?
It'd be interesting. Maybe.
Well, let's not go into it a little bit
yeah.
more.
Oh, wait, no, Anthony, no, she does because she says 15 or 16 days as this has been happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, they do. Did you guys guess the killer? No. I didn't guess it, but I wasn't mm-hmm. shocked.
I didn't guess it. I'm one of those people who, at the beginning of the movie, when they're setting up yeah. all the red herrings yeah. and they're setting up potential.
Is this
people,
another spoiler alert time?
No.
But I want to talk about this, though. Spoiler.
We'll do it.
Tell me about we'll do it at the very, very end yes. so people point. Can.
We'll do the 1 minute spoiler at the end.
At one point, I did guess. I bet it's this person, but I did that with everyone who got introduced.
I got wrong a few times.
So, long story short, I didn't guess.
And then only because I noticed and it was a little thing and I'm like, I don't mean to pick a fight, but I was semi-disappointed that every single person of color in that movie kind of sucks. They do
the
not
casting?
Speak.
Oh, the casting and, or the writing
no, no,
of their
the
characters?
The people, anybody who's non-white in this uh-huh. film either never speaks.
All both of them.
They're a loser. Or they're not cool, or they're not that nice.
Which is weird, because even the one in the cool sorority was nerdy, like the unpopular.
They're not that
nerdy.
Nice.
No.
Barely get any lines.
That's a good point.
To kind of follow that up, before I ever saw the movie, a friend of mine saw it before I did, and I said, how is it? And this is coming from a guy, too. He's like, it's a fun movie. You will have a good time with it. But it's a movie where you can tell it was written by a man about a bunch of college girls. And I was like, and that was in the back of my mind the entire movie. And I'm like, yeah, it's a little disingenuous when it comes to that. I find her character arc great, and I like a lot of the story beats, and I think it's very funny. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's like, yep, that is a dude writing for a woman.
Well, because like even at the sorority, there's the Asian girl outside.
That's why I said
never says a line.
No, she's just listening to funky
music. She's listening to K-pop, which I was excited about.
That's right.
But the thing is, she's in a cool sorority, but she's still like a loser, which is
weird. She doesn't get a voice,
and neither does the girl who gets with a chocolate milk girl.
Yep, and the Asian guy roommate is kind of like a dork. He's
you
not
could
cool.
make yeah. the argument that there is an undercurrent of racism within this particular school system, but that doesn't.
We know how to fix this.
I think
remake the movie with me as the girl. No,
I think absolutely. It's possible that the movie was just racially tone deaf, because there's also that one scene of the same I can't remember her name in the film, but it was the same black
tree?
Girl with the milk.
Yes.
And there's a point where the main character actually smacks her over the head because she thinks it's a killer. And they just kind of play it off as a joke. Like, oh, man, I didn't see you there. Oh, I'm so sorry. And it's just like, really? Like,
Becky?
I think it's Becky. And then her roommate's kind of grumpy. So it's like, nobody is that. So again, it's just one of those. It's not like the main thing that bothered me about the movie. But while I'm watching,
like
I was
they're
like.
Actively negative portrayals.
That's a good point.
Either.
I feel like I didn't pick up on that. But now that you mention it.
I didn't pick up on that either.
This is a problem of the genre as a whole, though.
Well, no,
guys.
There's some that
as a genre, we need to step it up.
There's some that are much better. And they could have just done a couple little tweaks to make those people a little more interesting. But overall, I will say I love the movie. Thought it was super fun. Great slasher movie.
From
but
the
I was
same producers who brought us Get Out.
You should know better.
I listened to the Nerdist podcast. They had Jason Blum on there the other day talking about this film. And what was cool is, and this is one of the reasons why I think it kind of worked. I personally didn't find it particularly scary.
Scary.
Funny.
It's a funny film.
It's a horror comedy.
But
there's some suspense at the beginning, like her first death or something. Was a little bit like, oh,
music box.
But the thing that was interesting was, like, they said they developed this. It was a story that the horror just happened to be a part of it. Like, they wanted it to be an interesting story. And what was cool was we talked about her story arc. And I don't think this is too spoiler, but she had relationship issues with people at school, with her parent, with her dad, and with just who she was. And so, like, she had to go through a personal journey and change who she was before she could figure any of this stuff out. And that's what I really liked about mm-hmm. the film. It was the mystery aspect of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. If she hadn't been such a good actress, like, this film could have easily fallen apart.
I think
she,
so, too.
Yeah, she's like great.
She's strong. Fantastic.
What,
you, yes, she was good. It was hard in the beginning for a while for her to be likable.
She's pretty unlikable.
Yeah, she was super. Because usually you start off like a movie, especially horror, like, oh, I like these people. I don't want them to die. But she kind of like, go for it. Like, yeah. for a while. And then eventually she became kind of redeemable and likable. And I then mean, you yeah. kind of start to care about
part
her.
Part of the crux of the film is that when she finally sits down to create a list of suspects, she's like, many. I've made many enemies.
Yeah. yeah.
Which is. It's probably like one of the turning points in the film, which I really loved. So do we want to, do we need any spoilers? Did you have something you want to talk
I
about?
I have a spoiler? Question. So
Wait. Is this
a
spoiler?
Question with a spoiler?
Yes. Okay, wait.
Okay, spoiler.
Anthony, spoiler alert.
Spoilers.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert.
It has been.
Spoiler alert. There you go.
Spoiler alert. All right.
So it was the roommate dressed in the costume doing all the killing, or did she tell the guy to do it? And then he went around.
I feel like it was a combination, depending on the iteration of
yes.
it,
yeah.
that sometimes it was the roommate, sometimes it was the escaped convict.
The earlier times, I think it was the roommate, and then once she gets to the hospital, that's when he starts,
okay.
I think.
Because I was watching body movements, and some of them seemed a little more masculine, where I was like, that looks like a
yeah,
guy.
No,
so I was kind of.
Casting, they did good job, because the whole time I was like, that body could have been a man or a woman. They had a good job. Somebody was like, it was the tennis shoes that they felt through
But I
them.
Thought the way they walk, though, at times, I was like, that's.
I spent the entire movie interpreting the mannerisms as very yeah. masculine. Mm-hmm. At one point, I was like, those don't look like girlish hands. But,
right, yeah.
But. But you know, yeah, it's funny. I didn't even think about that. But yeah. you know, when I do okay, so I directed a play last month where the killer was a female, but I chose to put a male in the suit because one of the themes was when we think of victimizers, we think of a white male. Mm-hmm. We think of a male doing the victimizing of women. We don't think of women victimizing other women.
Yeah,
that's so. I wanted it to be from like an audience perspective where like no matter what's underneath there, that's what we automatically go to think, that a guy is going to rape a girl. A guy is going to, you know, like do all mm-hmm. these things, especially in a college campus. So I almost don't mind if they stuck a male actor in there with masculine moves because that's what we were thinking anyway.
Yeah, because that's what threw me off, man. Because I was thinking it was the boyfriend the whole time, and then she'll just
wake up here.
And then freaking stab the guy.
Same.
Like, it's over!
Yes, I spent the entire movie going, yeah. it's Carter!
I yeah. thought the same thing. Well, the
no. Like, some guy named Carter, of course he's the killer.
Plus, what was he doing? I was like, he's stashing that mask, because every time she
wakes
up, he's stashing something in that cupboard.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, we're still in spoilers. Somebody, oh, yeah. The person yeah. I saw it with felt when she made the list that was a giveaway, because she never wrote the roommate's name down.
Oh. Ah. I thought that was good. So
which I didn't notice. I'm like, maybe she's not done. And every time she comes back, the list is the same.
Hmm. So we're still.
Well, she writes it down and then X's through it.
No, but it shouldn't be there the next day.
Yeah. I agree. Still in spoiler.
But whatever.
Still, my last spoiler, I did not. I wasn't really buying the whole. There's a serial killer just happens to be in the hospital on campus, and like the first, like I was asking, like the first
seems like the last place you would want to leave a serial killer.
Yeah. It was just bizarre to me, like because I remember asking, wait, where did they first meet the serial killer?
I felt they stopped in transit, like it wasn't, he wasn't really supposed to be there, like it was a temporary.
But when did she find out it was here? She was just watching the news, and he just happened to be
there. It showed up on TV for a hot second when the power
was
coming out.
Yeah, it
was
all very quick.
It definitely like planted the seed for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was in the diner.
Where okay. Yeah, when she actually listened through it. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. One other thing. It didn't bother me, but the person I saw with was kind of annoyed that, like, essentially she created her own conflict by being so evil to her roommate.
Yeah.
But I was like, she never was aggressively mean to her roommate. She just
wasn't.
Was... Her roommate is giving, and it's like, but if you're with that kind of a person, you can't do that and expect anything in return. Mm-hmm. So I don't think our hero lady is perfect, but... I don't think the roommate...
That and her roommate clearly
she's
latched
gonna kill
onto
her?
Something arbitrary.
Yes.
Like,
but I like
even
fun of
she
it, though.
Goes, yeah.
She's like, really?
That's why you're
killing
me?
God?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why you're killing.
Anyway. But they didn't explain... What I think was weird is that it's sort of like, real quick, the deja vu. They don't really explain what's supernatural or strange about
that. No, but that opens
right?
up for the second sequel.
I well, read I that the was, sequel is.
Yeah, I read that too. Mm.
Sequel's
yeah.
going to oh, go into
because
that.
Because they don't right, explain
cool.
it.
I'm actually
and the
100%.
Mom connection somehow or this bracelet or something.
I think I'm about to agree with you.
I'm actually okay with the lack of explanation yes. because Me in too. Run Lola Run yep. and yep. Groundhog Day, there is no explanation
exactly.
given. It's just it these is what characters it is. Want something or they need to learn something.
Yeah.
And the second they get what they want, or learn what they need to learn, it's, that's when time allows them to move forward.
Yes.
And I'm 100% okay with that being just
Agreed.
It. You don't get an explanation.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, and I didn't know there was a sequel. Exciting. So we recommend this movie to people to,
yes.
Right,
yes.
to watch.
Oh, it's
yes.
a fun
yes,
movie.
Yes, yes.
It's a fun movie. I think it had its...
Perfect time for Halloween.
Do you have anything real quick while we finish up? Anything you
so
did?
So what do you think about the girl's motive at the end?
The doctor. Oh, I like
he was
him.
He was fun, huh? So just because he was so funny. I don't know.
No, it's one of
was
yes.
he that stunning that you know it's like.
I mean, he was handsome.
Yeah.
He's good looking.
It was no. What
I
she,
mean, I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
No,
but,
I think what she's no. saying. He's saying, do you think that there was?
Because I heard some people
but
online were
but there's
exactly like, that's what the motive.
I was going to say written by a man.
Written by a man.
No, but that's what they say in the movie. Though our main character goes, really, that's the reason.
Yeah.
So then that's good. That I mean, that's not the main one. It's also like all these other things. But if the roommate's going to that extent to kill someone over that, the roommate's already like something's wrong.
Little cuckoo pants.
Something snapped.
So I think anybody would enjoy seeing this movie. yes. I really do.
Yes.
We're like, good time.
Spoiler is
go
off.
See it.
Spoiler is off. No more spoilers of anything
no
tonight.
More white males. Oh, wait, sorry. No, go ahead. I'm just joking.
All right.
We do have a question from a viewer.
No,
but it does go back to Walking Dead. So just probably one of us answer. Are the which I think we kind of answered this. Are the producers of The Walking Dead still insisting on keeping the show going with no end in sight? I checked out the show once and I found that out. It's falling into soap opera territory. And this is from Ghoulish Grin Films.
I think the answer is yes. They said last night that they hoped that this 100th episode was just the beginning.
I've
heard
I
before
would,
they'd like to go 20 episodes. I mean, 20 seasons.
I would... I'm sorry. I can't. I love The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, the best stories are ones that have a beginning,
a middle,
and
an
end.
Yep.
And they want to end it at 20th season.
ongoing continuities are fine in certain series. I'll accept it. But honestly, some of the best told television shows are ones that are done in two seasons intentionally so. Like,
hashtag
from the start
Breaking
they knew
Bad.
It would
hashtag
be.
Hashtag Gravity Falls. Like, you
oh
could,
my god,
yeah.
yes.
Battlestar
right?
Galactica.
Right?
But, you know, they Six. Are linking Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead
yep.
with one with a character. So I feel like they'll do whatever they can to
I don't need a
keep
Walking Dead expanded universe. Oh, my God. It sounds so exhausting.
They're going to do Walking Dead Island. Walking Dead condos. All right. So I think we are finished talking about horror
yes.
movies this week, except for one more. We'll talk about that at the very end.
Well, can I do a quick honorable mention?
Yes, please.
You guys, anyone catch The Babysitter?
Yes!
Oh,
not
my
yet.
God.
Not
wait,
yet.
It's on,
so
wait, it's on Netflix,
good.
Right?
It's so good.
So
good.
Bonkers.
I liked it more than Happy Death Day, and I believe I saw him like within 24
really?
Hours
yeah.
of each other.
Okay, so we
got to
watch it tonight.
It's much better
it's
than Happy
satisfying.
Death Day.
It's very
yeah.
satisfying.
Is it a Netflix-specific
it's
film?
It's a Netflix yes. original movie.
I heard
yeah.
it was garbage.
No.
Well, that person is garbage.
Them be fighting words.
The main
wow.
kid is like so good. It's just super fun.
The way it starts and everything, all the little things, they drop seeds throughout the whole film and they come back around and it pays off and it's just really good.
Ditto.
Okay.
I'm going to watch
it. Check it out.
One of the things that we've been doing here in the Scare Guy is we've been trying to let people know of some experiences and things, haunted attractions that you guys can experience. And and we've gone to, so a lot of us have gone to Halloween Horror Nights, Not Scary Farm, which was an awesome experience. Some of us are heading down to Orlando. Do you guys hear that weird
yeah,
sound?
Yeah, I was like, is someone touching my ear?
It felt like someone's grabbing me. This is creepy.
Nah, it was me putting on the headset
Red
in the booth.
Rob. Oh, okay.
Sorry, guys. I was just, I heard Anthony talking about Babysitter, and I had to jump in.
Oh.
We watched it together. Dude, that movie is sick. Like, definitely check it out, dude.
Yay!
It's hilarious.
Watch it.
I'm sold. Heard it here on the Popcorn Talk.
I know.
Watch that now on Netflix.
Watch it tonight.
Yeah.
But anyways, we were talking about there's been a lot of articles that have come out recently about the scariest, best haunted attractions in America. And I'm just going to go over here. This is kind of a little thing.
I just wish they weren't so expensive.
They are so expensive. Halloween is big business, according to... This is... who did I get this from? Aren't you so glad I'm so organized?
Yeah.
According to HalloweenWorld.com.
I think Haunted World. Haunted World.
HauntWorld.com. Just kidding.
It's one of the largest publications and websites devoted to the haunt industry. And they say, Halloween is big business. According to HauntWorld.com. It's right there. .com, the industry's leading website about it.
Commerce of
Halloween in the U.S. should exceed $10 billion this year in 2017.
Whoa, wow.
And one of the largest growth areas in Halloween is the explosion in the number of quality commercial haunted house attractions, more than $1 billion.
That does
seem low for me. Out of the $10 billion, only $1 billion is haunted attractions, because it is expensive. But anyways, visiting a haunted attraction is now, according to the site, the single most popular way to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, here is their list of what they have deemed the scariest haunted houses in the country. And
none of them are in California, guys. Yeah. Ugh, step up.
I know, this is crazy. Netherworld Atlanta, which has made a couple of the lists. Netherworld Atlanta, the 13th Gate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati. Have you been to that one, Cheese?
I have not.
Erebus in Pontiac, Michigan, which it holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest walk through haunted attraction. It's four stories tall and a half a mile to walk through. Erebus in Pontiac. Headless Horseman in Ulster Park, New York. And have you guys heard of any of these? I haven't.
It's not on this list, but you just made me think of that. That's not really a haunted attraction, but it's a horror theater experience. Is Sleep No More? Have you guys done that in New York? Sleep No More is you're all given a mask, and it's a multi-level building that you walk through, but there's people enacting a play in different areas, but nobody speaks, and you get to walk and follow whoever you want. And there's just weird stuff happening the whole time, and you're not supposed to talk either.
Now,
it's very fun and bizarre.
Real question. Real quick question. Oh, go ahead.
Weird people wearing masks. Yes.
Real quick question. Are these actual haunted places, and they're not necessarily like setting up sort of kitschy Halloween-oriented things?
I checked
are
out every one of these.
On haunted the first houses. List.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
These are attractions.
I was paid tickets. Say, how is the Queen Mary and like the Winchester House not?
No, here's what's interesting. So Nashville Nightmare is number 7.
Okay.
Number 8, Bennett's Curse in Baltimore. I'm only going to do 10. The Darkness in St. Louis, Missouri, and Field of Screams in Mountville, Pennsylvania. So that's their top 10. But if you look down, there's another list way down at the bottom called Funtober. These are the most popular ones according to Facebook. Horror Nights right at the top in Hollywood. Horror Nights Orlando. And then there's Not Scary Farm is on there. Hollow Scream Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida. Fright Dome at Circus in Las Vegas. The 13th Floor in San Antonio. That 13th floor is on like every list. That must be a good one. Erebus. Let's just say I have a whole lot of lists.
13th floor and 13th gate are different.
They like that 13, huh?
I'm just picturing the 13th floor.
What are some of you guys' favorite? If you were to say, hey, you've got to try out these haunted attractions, what would they be?
It kind of depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for something a little bit more like, again, family oriented, Disneyland, obviously.
Yes.
But
how was the haunted hayride?
I enjoy it. It's not for everybody, though. If you're accustomed to doing like Halloween Horror Nights and Not Scary Farm, the haunted hayride is probably going to bore you a little bit.
Okay.
But it's a tradition for me and my friend to go, just like going to Halloween Horror Nights is. It's one of those things where I do it every year.
Well, it's got to be cold, and you got to be like wearing warm clothes
I definitely get hot cider when we get done with it, and we have a kind of down to an art where we get in, do it early, and then we just kind of hang out. And they do have maze attractions, and for the last 2 years they actually kick you off the hayride to go through a little maze-esque area. So they added that component to it for the last 2 years. And actually, this is the first time in a long time I've seen a unified theme with the Haunted Hayride, because they've got the unified theme of clowns. Usually you go from attraction, like, set piece to set piece, and there's no unifying thing. You're like, okay, I guess I'm here now. So it was kind of cool to see a unified theme this year too.
You knots. Have, and you have a, oh, knots.
Now, I got a knots every year.
Knots was the most fun thing. I had so far this year.
Yes.
hands down. Hands
I was
down.
His tour guide.
Yes. And you have some suggestions.
Yes. Yeah. Out in Corona, there's like a farm. It's dark. It's
Is
scary.
It the haunted
called,
vineyard?
No, but now okay. I'm going to go there and we can maybe toast up some wine. Sounds good to me.
Say, I was like, can I go to the haunted
The more we drink, the more scared we are. No. So, no, it's called Coffin Creek. And it's...
Oh, I think you talked about
it. It's Keep so going. Good. Try to get... I'm going to get out there. I think I'm going to try to go on Sunday. And then I know Delusion didn't happen this year. And Delusion is immersive theater, too. And every year they sell out. Mm-hmm. Much like Wicked Lit does, but this year they didn't do it. But if you're looking for something like that, there is something based on Japanese monsters and folklore called the Kaidan or Kaidan Project. And I did that, and I was pleasantly surprised. And if you look at their website, most of it is sold out, and that just ends their first year doing it. They're also doing it in conjunction with East West Players, which is a great theater group here. So
down in Little Tokyo.
So I think are they in what
East West Players?
Is it yeah? Okay, mm-hmm. they're it's fantastic. So if you get a chance to do that, they don't give you the address until you purchase a ticket in somewhere. Yeah. But check that out. That's new this year.
You're talking to a couple weebs, so that's like
so we'll, yeah.
We were both like, tell
we
us can, more.
There you go. And there are, of course, other great ones out there, but those are the ones I wanted to mention. But, yeah.
That's for, and I know that, speaking of Little Tokyo, they're having a Halloween festival for their first time ever this year, celebrating all kinds of stuff. I'll just walk into it and say all the wrong things if I try to explain it. But I just read about it today. It just seems like it's a really interesting thing. And Anthony, if we could just finish out the show, and we do have we just want to talk just briefly about my absolute most favorite movie of all time. I think all of us have seen this movie. Some of the people in the room have seen it most just recently. And the
this guy.
And if we could just show the trailer to this, I think. This is the TV spot.
Oh, that music.
This is the original John Carpenter's Halloween.
I think he'll come back.
Oh. I absolutely love this movie so much. I can honestly say this is the... I think this is one of the reasons I love
Halloween
the holiday.
Night, he came home.
This trailer is like so... The jumping around, and I'm like, "What? This is a weird trailer."
It felt very grindhousey.
Yeah.
Hey, Cheeseman on the couch. If we can shoot, see, he's got the head of Michael Myers. Right there. Oh wait, Anthony, tell us about.
I shot him.
Anthony, what are you showing us right now?
So this is me cheesing it up with John Carpenter.
Woo!
That's awesome.
He's apparently too cool to smile, but I could not contain my excitement. I was so giddy that day. I was jumping up in line. That's his wife right there in the background as well. And they also had a panel of everyone who worked on the comic book that you see right here, if you can kind of see it sort of.
It's nice.
The Tales for Halloween or Halloween Night. There was also Tim Bradstreet, who's pretty famous, a comic book artist. And yeah, he signed my little thing I have here. It's a picture of the Thing head that crawls up and
the little spider guy.
Yeah, the spider head. Yeah, so it was quite the experience, I got to say. I was so happy that day.
Awesome.
This is That's where awesome. Over at the Golden Apple.
Yeah, it was at Golden Apple Comics off of Melrose. Mm-hmm. I was number 90 in line.
Yeah. That looks awesome. Woo. That is one of the coolest things. I remember you talking about that a couple of weeks ago. But as far as Halloween, you just saw it recently, right? And Carrie, you just saw it recently?
No, not recently.
I only saw it last week for the first time in life.
Wow.
I know.
What did you think about it?
I did like it because I've been sort of studying up in my classic horror films, and I'm just like, maybe I'm more of a modern horror kind of girl because I'm not loving all the classics. Mm-hmm. But when I saw this one, I was like, no, I can get down to this. And then I went to the Welcome to Haddonfield 2 exhibit in South Pasadena.
Which was awesome. That's where I
great.
Got
so and cool.
where
got
I picked up
signed.
A copy of this book. This
Check from... that out, guys, by the way, if you haven't gone to the exhibit yet. It's open
right.
every day.
So. It's Kim Gottlieb. She was the on-set photographer mm-hmm. for all of John Carpenter's films. And the Halloween stuff in here is just amazing. You know, hearing her stories and hearing her tell about the on-set experiences. But the reason that I loved it, I saw John Carpenter's Halloween first when I was like, I don't know, 10 years old. It was, maybe it was a little bit younger than that, but I had heard about it. Like, I saw the advertisements when I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 or something like that on television. Yes, I'm much older than everybody else in the room.
Well, I guess it's better that you were only 3 and not 10 when you saw the ads.
Okay, yes. And then
I played Michael Myers.
I went to a sleepover party with some friends, and one of the kids in the room had seen it, and he sat up all night telling us the whole story of it, which kind of sort of ruined it for me, but made me want to see it a little more.
Though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're still getting a scary story.
And then I The first time I saw it was on NBC back in the day. NBC used to show it every year, and you know, on Halloween night.
That's weird.
Yeah.
They actually, because and they actually filmed some new scenes to include in the television version.
Really?
So what'd you guys think of it?
I remember I liked it, but it is older, that it's a little on the slower pace.
Yeah, it is.
Came out, what year did it come out?
78.
Yeah, I'd a lot of films from like 70s and 60s. their pacing's different than what we're used to. It's not like we need our jump cuts or anything like that. It's just the actual pacing of the film. You're like, all right, I get it. Keep moving. But I remember I thought it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely one of the classics.
Enjoyed it. I'm going to be watching all the other 19 of them. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
He's like, don't bother.
You can skip the Rob Zombie ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen all of them with the exception of the Rob Zombie films. I have a soft spot for Michael Myers. There aren't a ton of great movies in the franchise, but my goodness, if there aren't a lot of great movie moments.
Yes.
Even in the bad ones, there's some great movie moments.
Iconic music, iconic character. Best horror movie ever. What do you say, Michael? You like it?
You got the end of H2O going on right over there.
I do. Was it really him, according to Resurrection?
F that movie.
I loved about the movie, speaking as the old guy in the room, it was almost a bloodless movie. It was more about atmosphere and creeping, like you said. Yeah. It's not built for modern audiences, I don't think, although I think the character...
Modern attention spans.
Modern attention spans. But... there's something about it. It's just so classic about it. It's always creeping, and it's a simple premise. And we were talking about we don't want to find out why Happy Death Day is supernatural. Why is she caught in this time loop?
We don't need it explained.
Michael is just pure evil, right?
You ruin it.
So the original Michael Myers, there was no explanation. He was a crazy kid. He came back to kill somebody. It wasn't until the sequel that we found out, oh, this is his sister.
I don't mind that. I actually think that's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's where we get to 5 and 6 where we start to have a problem.
And
that explanation.
And that should cue the Halloween music.
Last bit of announcement. Halloween is returning to theaters this year, 2017. This is the 39th year. It will be back. And the big news is it's coming back next year with Jamie Lee Curtis, John Carpenter. Everybody's coming back for a great movie next year. I'm running out of time here, so we got to hurry up and wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
Go see Halloween in theaters if you haven't seen it. John Carpenter said it's a film that deserves to be seen in theaters. You can find me here at Con Guy Jim. Please subscribe to the show. Have an awesome Halloween. Everybody, let's sign out.
Yes. Hey, you can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And on my Twitter right now, I have a link to an article with the curator for Sundance Now's Halloween Treats. So they have special indies horror movies curated for you. So
I'm going to check that out.
Cool. I'm Angela Relucio online, AngelaReLucio. Let's continue the conversation. I love talking with you guys.
I'm Megan. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheMango. That's TheManguin. I do a bunch of shows over at our sister network, AfterBuzz. I write articles for The Movie Chick. Follow my channel, Silver Screams, at Silver_Screams on Twitter and Instagram.
That's awesome. You can hear him breathing in that music there. But I'm Luke Cheeseman, also known as Cheeseman on the Couch. You can find me and Michael here at ConGuyLuke on Twitter or on thescareguy.com. And also go to Disneyland and ride the Space Mountain ride. We didn't mention that, but it was cool. There's a fiery monster chasing you. And then also the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Haunted Mansion all have special things to check out. So go to Disneyland and to all these other great things we were talking about.
And all of us scare guys and scare ladies this week.
Scream Queens.
Scream Queens, we wish you a very happy Halloween, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.